Google like old, you know, advertisements from the 50s, you know, where they have the doctors recommending a certain brand of cigarette.
Right.
Like Camels, the choice of 9 out of 10 doctors. You got to show me the candy first. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits 93.3. Also, Fight Us at 95.1 at Murfreesboro. You know, back in the 80s when that song was a hit and Billy Ocean was a thing, things were a little different.
It was accepted that certain things were okay.
Yeah.
In the 80s and 90s, like showing up at somebody's house unannounced.
And nobody does that anymore.
Right.
You don't do that.
Now, if it's like not Amazon or a pizza,
right?
You're off my porch. I'm going to shoot.
You're like, you know, you're crawling to the door to peek out the window and see if there's somebody you want to talk to. Like, why is somebody ringing my doorbell?
Do you ever show up at somebody's house without texting them first, making sure that they're there?
Yeah.
Even if sure
you say,
okay.
I'm outside.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Surprises. We don't like surprises anymore.
No, we don't.
Surprises are unacceptable.
Yeah, we used to get excited about it. Oh, we have company. No.
Remember when moms would leave their kids in the car while they went grocery shopping?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, weather permitting, not in the middle of the hot sun.
Yeah.
But they'd say, okay, have fun, play in the car. I'll be out in about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I did that.
Or even knowing where your kids were all the time. You know, like, don't come home till the streetlights come on, you know, and like, you know, they even had to run PSAs on TV, like, it's 10 o'clock. Parents, do you know where your children are?
Yeah, because they hadn't, you know what, I haven't thought about them since 8 this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are, but, are they?
But, you know, the kids grew up stronger. Like, we grew up stronger because we were raised on neglect and hose water.
Right. Right.
We were as pampered and
resilient
and helicoptered over like children are now.
Now, one of the things that's completely acceptable back in the 80s and 90s, but like you wouldn't even dream of it today, and I'm not saying it's a good thing, like, oh, I wish we'd go back to smoking everywhere.
Everywhere.
People smoked everywhere. In a restaurant, like even Burger King had a smoking section.
Right. Yeah, even some high schools had a smoking area.
In fact, some places didn't have a smoking area at all. You would go and sit right next to a table where somebody was smoking.
Oh, yeah.
And that was your problem.
Yeah. They actually had a video of Sean Penn at the Golden Globes. They were going, oh, my God, he was smoking indoors. Look at this.
Right.
And, you know, that was just so common.
It's scandalous now.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, you could very easily show up to your doctor's appointment and he'll have a lit cigarette in his mouth and say, you know what? You're unhealthy. It's time to clean up your life.
If you get bored, Google like old, you know, advertisements from the 50s, you know, where they have the doctors recommending a certain brand of cigarette.
Right.
Like Camels, the choice of 9 out of 10 doctors.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
St. Louis has a monkey problem. Apparently there's wild monkeys running through St. Louis.
Wow.
They have no idea where they came from. They say they could have, escaped from a truck that was going to go to a laboratory somewhere. So they say, be cautious around the monkeys. There could be as many as 4 of them or as little as 1 of them. I guess I've seen one.
They're not sure if it's the same monkey.
Yeah, but they say there's a bunch of different monkeys. And they
say it's a barrel full.
Yeah, they could be aggressive. You know, don't try not to give them peanuts or anything like that.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're in St. Louis, of course, monkeys trying to get food from you is least of your problems in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Put your wallet in your front pocket.
Had some issues there. So people are cheering that Mattel has made their first Barbie with autism. I guess she carries a pink fidget spinner that actually spins.
Nice.
She wears noise-canceling headphones, reduce kind of the sensory overload, and she holds a pink tablet. For those that use an alternative communication device.
Wow, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, people are saying, that's great. That finally a Barbie for my child.
Yeah. The Tennessee Titans are on the search for a new head coach. I guess they've interviewed like 7 people this week from various teams that are out of the playoffs.
Pretty much anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah, if you just want to go down and wait in line.
Yeah, yeah.
We need help.
Yeah. You got a whistle and a clipboard? Okay, we'll talk to you. Nothing better first thing in the morning is to pour yourself a cup of coffee and go down the rabbit hole that is Nashville Reddit.
Oh, yeah. What are they Redditing about today?
Usually, you know, you have to weed through all the stuff like, where are all the protests today?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Then there's people, you know, actually I have valid questions and people help them out. A guy saying, you know, where's a great place to see a view of the skyline at night?
Sure, that's
which is
helpful.
Nice. Yeah, like a Love Circle. There's the hill by the Adventure Science Center.
Yeah.
There's a really nice view.
Rooftops.
But then you hear really obscure questions like, anybody have any idea how I might get a king size mattress from Murfreesboro to Nashville? It's too much for my Altima.
All right.
So maybe those are the guys that, you know, you always see like a free mattress on the side of I-24.
Right.
Always. And you say, well, maybe that was the guy trying to get his mattress from Nashville to Murfreesboro.
Right. Yeah. Or maybe the guy, you know, said, okay, I've got an Altima.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a truck? And somebody says, well, I can get you from Murfreesboro to Smyrna.
Yeah.
But I can't go all the way to Nashville.
Can't go all the way.
So then he's got to come up with another plea on Reddit. Hey, can somebody help me get the mattress from Smyrna now?
I'm stranded in Smyrna with a big mattress.
Maybe
someone
to Murfreesboro
come help me.
Road.
Yeah.
Or all the way.
Yes. This is my new favorite, though. A guy is saying, where can I get some pig ears? And it's
all
not,
right.
You know, like, you know, they always have like pig ears you see at like, you know, Petco and places like that, you know, because it's snack for dogs.
Kind of like rawhide.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was. But he says, no, he wants to, he's a up and coming tattoo artist and he wants to practice on pig ears because I guess that's the closest to human skin that there is for him to practice on.
Okay.
So if anybody has any pigs they would like tattooed.
A tattoo that needs to express themselves, you know, maybe would like some kind of Bible quote inscribed on their ear.
Or like, you know, one of those, you know, like nice little bird, you know, in some tasteful area right above their tail.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
A dove.
A tramp stamp. So there you go. Nashville Reddit. Help these people out.
The guy would like something close to human skin.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a serial killer at
all. No, no, no.
He'd like to meet you in a back alley somewhere.
In the dark. Come alone.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Oh, there's the little pitter-patter of hooves, maybe? There's a baby aardvark who was born at the Nashville Zoo.
So cute.
So cute. He's about 4 pounds. They say he's roughly the size of half of a rolling pin.
Oh.
And the baby, who is as yet unnamed, is the first child of Mama Aardvark. And the baby, I guess, is going to grow up a little bit and maybe head it off to another zoo or preserve. So that he can be studied, because I guess they're kind of rare. We're honored here in Nashville to be home to a baby aardvark.
Going to grow up to be a aardvark stud.
Right?
Yeah.
The only animal with double A at the beginning.
Exactly. They are amazing creatures. And you can see it. You can see the photo of this adorable baby, unnamed, if you check out the Woody and Jim Facebook page. We all know that parking in Nashville, especially downtown, is a wonderful overpriced adventure.
Yeah. You know that spot that used to be free? Now somebody bought the lot,
right,
and you have to pay. It's like Monopoly in real life.
Yeah. People can't even park for free on the street on Music Row anymore.
Yeah.
Meter set up.
Now, some sweet justice has happened.
Perhaps.
For Nashville drivers. Metropolis, one of the mega companies that owns every flat piece of pavement in Nashville.
Pretty much, yeah.
They've just been fined by the Attorney General $9 million. And the things they've been accused of and have agreed to pay for, people being charged double, triple what the sign said.
Right.
Driving into a lot, not seeing a spot and driving out and being charged
$50. And still being charged for parking. You know,
yeah.
You get a $50 charge even though you didn't even stay.
Calling the phone number, trying to get a refund.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it being nearly impossible with no one manning the number.
Totally.
So now that that's happened, they've got to pay these fines. They're going to be refunding money to people who filed complaints.
Okay.
Then they're going to be sending out free parking credits to a whole bunch of people that have used their lots.
Okay.
So if you've had to park there and you know it because they text you, they email you, all that kind of stuff, usually it's, you owe us money. They may be telling you, oh, we're going to give you some of it back.
Yeah, well, I guess they say that there's a couple of vouchers they'll give out to people who've complained or been overcharged for like $15, which is like maybe a fourth of what you're going to pay if you park downtown.
Right? So I guess they're also going to make them have employees man the phone number.
Ooh, a human will answer the phone?
And make it not impossible to get your money back when they've done something wrong.
Wow.
Which it pretty much was before.
Yeah. Yeah, where you have don't even have an idea how much they're going to charge you when you go in there, you scan the code, put it in your license plate, and then you get a little text or an email saying, hey, guess what? We overcharged you.
And if you have a problem, just yell into the void of space because we're not here to listen to you.
Yeah, just yell into an empty parking garage.
I think the punishment should fit the crime. I think that instead of just writing a check for $9 million to the state of Tennessee's attorney general's office.
Yeah.
I think they should just give their credit card number to the attorney general's office. And you know what? We're going to charge you $9 million now, but we may add some extra charges later.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe, I know it said $9 million, but we're going to charge you $15 million. How's that?
Yeah.
How's it feel?
Take a little advice from Ticketmaster. Add like a convenience charge. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars. As always, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers.
Go to localtreefellers.com.
We've got Katie in Antioch for the ladies. We got Corey in Nashville for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Hello.
Good to have you.
Good morning.
So let's get to know you a little bit. Let's start with Corey. Where's the last place you traveled and why?
I was lucky enough to not have to visit my in-laws at the holidays, so I went to Vegas over fall break.
Damn, that's awesome.
Very, very nice.
What a nice alternative.
What about you, Katie? Where's the last place you traveled to and why?
I went camping for the New Year holiday with my family.
Oh, nice.
Was it cold?
It was very cold. I don't recommend it.
Okay. Getting not so good Yelp review.
Yeah. Next time, try glamping.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right, multiple choices how we start, Katie. Is the football team from the University of Miami called the Tigers, the Hurricanes, or the Panthers?
The Hurricanes.
Hurricanes. Great job.
All right, Corey. Is Urban Decay a brand of jeans, cosmetics, or handbags?
Cosmetics.
Yeah.
It is.
Good job. Okay. One for one. All right, Katie, someone has given you a box of Cohiba Robustos. What are those?
Cigars.
Cigars. There you go. Good job.
Let's see if Corey can match it. Corey, who was the pretty woman in the movie Pretty Woman in 1990?
Oh, how could you forget that smile? Julia Roberts.
Ah, that's right.
She has double the teeth of most humans. Like shark teeth. I think one falls out, another one replaces it. Still tied up. Katie, what part of your car's motor charges the battery while the engine is running?
Is it the alternator?
The alternator.
She goes three for
three.
Look at that. Katie's on fire.
Good job.
All right, Corey, here you go. You need this. The soles of Christian Louis Vuitton are famously what color?
Gold.
Gold?
Gold is incorrect.
No.
They are red.
They are red.
That was close.
And now you're green with envy because Katie's our winner! Congratulations, Katie. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars on Totally Hits 93.3. Last night I was out at the Predators Foundation bowling night at Hermitage Strike and Spare, which is an absolute blast.
That's always fun.
A bunch of times. And so everything they raise there goes to Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, and they help fight pediatric cancer. So it's an awesome event. I had a really cool group that I was assigned to last night,
yeah.
which was the Dill family from, they're in Lebanon and elsewhere around and friends. And we had a really good time. There's always that embarrassing thing because when you show up and you're the celebrity, I'm always apologizing to the people I'm with. Like, I know you were hoping it was a player
yeah.
or somebody much more interesting and fun than it was me. And they were cool with it. They were great. Actually, we'd done some stuff at Predators events in the past. So
they knew who you were.
They were happy. We had a good time together. But then there's a part where they ask you to sign the celebrity bowling pin.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to auction it off. And I'm like, you're going to auction this off? I'm immediately thinking, my signature is going to lower the value of this thing. So here was my strategy. Tell me, is this deceptive or just trying to help?
Okay.
Is I signed the bowling pin, but it's hard to know what the name is. So somebody might see a big J for Jim and think it was like UC Soros or somebody, some famous player.
Yeah, we've done that before. We give away jerseys or hockey sticks that are signed by the entire team, and you can't tell who's signing.
Right.
Yeah, it could be just some intern there just going. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow. Jennifer Lawrence signed this thing.
Wow, how's that?
It's whoever you want that celebrity to be.
Look, the late Betty White has signed this. That's nice.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So I guess there's thousands of complaints against Grok AI. That's
yeah.
the creepy uncle of AIs owned by Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Because the AI has been letting people either upload pictures of celebrities or people they know and telling the Grok AI to undress them.
Yeah.
Or put them in bikinis, and people are saying, look, it's sexually explicit. They're doing this with children, and it's really bad. X, the company that runs Grok, said, we got you. We're going to take care of it. We're only going to let people with paid subscriptions do it. That's true.
If you give us money.
It's okay.
If you give Elon Musk money. Okay.
But we're just not going to let anybody do it. Yeah. We're going to let the creepy people who pay do it.
Daniel Stern, who you know as one of the wet bandits from Home Alone, he has been arrested for soliciting a prostitute in California that happened to be an undercover police officer.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's used to falling into traps. So.
Right.
He faces $1,000 fine. Oh, my God.
So maybe you've seen on social media the brawl with 8-year-old hockey players out on the ice.
I didn't see that.
Just the entire team of children fighting each other and toppling over each other and knocking each other down. It has now come out that was a staged brawl.
Right.
So people who were appalled and aghast that they would allow this to happen, apparently it was just, they were play acting.
They were just having fun.
But it was hilarious.
It is. I've done the thing where a lot of people are doing this where they do either the 23andMe or the Ancestry.com.
You've done a lot of those things, haven't you?
Where they send you the thing, you spit in a tube and you send it back to them and they tell you what you are, where you came from and all that kind of stuff like that. First time I did it, they actually sent me back a message going, we lost your spit. Can you spit again?
Please. All right. Spit again.
So, okay. But yeah, it's interesting to find out what your heritage was, where you came from. Like, it's mostly European. I found out I'm 14% Native American, which is kind of nice. I know it's like Cherokee and Blackfoot. And I don't get any discounts when I go to the casinos in Tunica.
They don't let you win once in a while?
It should, you know. Hey, I'm 14% you guys.
Right.
Come on. But
he had,
anyway.
He had 23 in blackjack. Close enough.
Good enough.
He's one of us.
He is our brother. Since then, I'm constantly getting emails because they want you to keep going and keep giving them money.
Right. We liked having your money that one time. Yeah. We'd like it again.
We'd like it again. And so they send you these emails going like, somebody's checked out your profile. It's like somebody left a note in your locker in high school that says, somebody likes you. I'm not going to tell you who, but
somebody's got a crush
lying.
On your DNA.
I'm going like, why? I don't care. who's looking at my profile? I didn't even know I had a profile.
Would it be like somebody thinking that you're a relative of them?
Yeah, I think they say
are they comparing spit?
We found a match for you. Somebody else has similar spit than you.
I'd get those on LinkedIn and some.
Yeah.
Somebody's been checking you out on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I think they really think you're pretty special, and they might have an awesome job if you just pay us $20. Maybe we'll tell you who they are.
What are we doing today?
Let's see. I gotta go grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. Put that off, and let's see. Got a couple things. I think I have to wash the dog. It's no fun. He smells.
Do you actually get in the tub with Wally?
He's small enough that we can put him in the sink.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. There. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I don't get in with the tub.
Yeah.
Tub with him. That's
it. Thanks to willpower and concentration and a little bit of Ozempic, I've lost 20 pounds. So okay. I think it's time for an all new wardrobe.
So you go shopping? Is it time for a shopping montage?
I may have to stop by Walmart, or if I'm feeling fancy, go to Target.
Right. You know,
I need some pants. Right now, I'm actually very pleased because I'm wearing corduroy pants, and there's no chance of fire now since I've lost some weight.
You know, scraping.
My thighs rubbed together would start a fire.
All right.
Cub Scouts would follow me around and want to start fires.
Well, good luck finding pants.
I will. Pants!
They won't fall down.
Yes. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. We'll be having Wet Nose Wednesday. We'll have a little puppy dog in here, and it'll be time for If I'm Being Honest.
Unpopular opinions. We just say them.
Yeah.
And welcoming yours. You can always text us what you want to say. 615-553-0933.
Catch you later.